KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's sunny and 62 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In Southwest Iowa news, a Union County man wanted on a warrant for failure to appear in court on original charges of domestic abuse, assault by impeding air or blood flow, causing serious injury, and false imprisonment, was arrested Tuesday night in Creston. Creston police say 55-year-old Michael A. Fry of Creston was taken into custody at around 9:15 p.m. and brought to the jail in Creston, where he was being held while awaiting a bond hearing. A 17-year-old from Northwest Iowa pled guilty this week to two charges associated with a chase earlier this year, during which he fired at the vehicle of an Iowa Department of Transportation officer. Chauncey Jewett of Sioux City pled guilty Monday to a charge of intimidation with a dangerous weapon and to carrying weapons in the May pursuit on Interstate 29 near Missouri Valley. Derek Flochinger, a motor vehicle enforcement officer whose vehicle was fired at during the pursuit, was uninjured during the incident. Prosecutors had initially charged Jewett with attempted murder. As part of a plea agreement, Scott Brown, an assistant attorney general who helped to prosecute the case, said they are seeking a 12-year sentence, 10 years for the intimidation charge, and 2 for the carrying weapons charge. According to the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Flochinger found a white Buick Regal parked alongside the southbound lanes of I-29 in Harrison County near Mondamin at around 12:35 p.m. on May the 18th. He spoke to Jewett, who produced a false Iowa driver's license. As Flochinger questioned the teen put the Buick in gear and took off. Flochinger pursued the car along with several other agencies. The chase topped 100 miles per hour at times. The state patrol says shots were fired from Jewett's car, one of which hit Flochinger's car, and the chase ended at a rest area north of Missouri Valley where the Buick crashed. Jewett ran into the woods behind the rest area and was arrested by Missouri Valley police. A passenger in the car, 20-year-old Sidney Swanson, has been charged with second-degree theft and interference with official acts in connection with the incident. She has pleaded not guilty. Sentencing for Jewett is set for September 14th. In a separate case, he faces burglary charges in Woodbury County. He's pleaded not guilty in that case. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said yesterday a Nebraska man was sentenced late last week in connection with a firearms case. 33-year-old Jesse Craig Wilkinson of Omaha was sentenced to 84 months in prison for being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. Wilson was also ordered to serve 2 years of supervised release following a period of imprisonment. An investigation by law enforcement began with a report of suspicious activity occurring in Pottawatomie County. Wilkinson initially fled police officers and, when apprehended, was found to be in possession of a loaded .40-caliber handgun. Wilkinson was prohibited from possessing a firearm after he was convicted in 2003 in the District of Nebraska on charges of conspiracy to possess with the intent to distribute methamphetamine and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Wilkinson pleaded guilty April 2nd to the current charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm. The investigation was conducted by the Council Bluffs Police Department, ATF, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A man has been placed on 3 years of probation in order to spend 15 weekends in jail for helping his son avoid getting arrested after shooting a Sioux City police officer. 55-year-old LaVon Dean Sr. and several others were sentenced Tuesday for their roles in aiding Jamal Dean avoid arrest. LaVon Dean had pleaded guilty as part of a plea deal to conspiracy to defraud the U.S. by obstruction or interfering with governmental functions. Several others who are family members and friends of Jamal Dean were sentenced as well. According to prosecutors, Jamal Dean shot Sioux City police officer Kevin McCormick during a traffic stop on April 29th in 2013. Prosecutors say his father picked him up near the scene of the shooting. Jamal Dean was sentenced to 25 years in prison after pleading guilty to attempted murder for the police shooting. And the Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved approximately $5.3 million for the fiscal year 2016 state's aviation program, which includes several sub-programs. The Airport Improvement Program, or AIP, will fund $3 million for aviation safety, planning, and airport development projects at 22 airports throughout the state. Among the recipients of the funds was the Red Oak Municipal Airport, which received $75,120 toward the $92,900 cost of constructing taxiways for T-hangers, and the Winterset Municipal Airport, which receives $19,550 toward the $23,000 cost of constructing a taxi line trench drain. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.